Take your Bibles and turn tonight to the book of Hosea. I appreciate you being here tonight, a good crowd tonight on prayer meeting tonight. I appreciate our young lady coming to visit with us tonight. Is this your first time here? You've been here before, haven't you? Okay. And I appreciate you coming back and being with us. Hosea tonight. And we're gonna look at a text here tonight and try to finish this message. I looked at it again today, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger as we go along. But well, let's begin reading in verse 19 of chapter 2. We talked about in the book of Habakkuk in wrath, remember mercy. And we've kind of been looking at some things in the book of Hosea. In verse 19 of chapter 2, the Bible said, "And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness. Thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy, and I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my God." Father, bless the reading of your word. I pray, God, you'd make our lives a blessing to these people tonight. Help us, Lord. God, we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We see in chapter number 1 that Hosea named the children. We know that he took a wife of whoredoms. It was a picture. God was trying to teach Israel something about their idolatry, how they had turned their back on the living God. And Lo Ruhamah, in verse number 6, her name meant, "I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel." And then call his name Lo Ammi, "Ye are not my people, and I will not be your God," in verse number 9. But something happened. And we talked about last Wednesday night that God, in places he has denied mercy, in places he has delivered mercy, in places he has desired mercy. But then tonight, what I want to look at and try to finish this up tonight, if I can at all, is God has determined mercy. In the economy of God and in the foreknowledge of God, God is making some promises here that I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy, and I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my God. I want to say in the onset of the lesson tonight, I believe there's a dual application here. The Word of God, we know that all of it is not written to us, but all of it is written for us. And we know that it's written for our learning, for an example that we could learn. And I want to remind us some, as Americans, that many times when the children of Israel got sideways with God, God would use a heathen nation to chastise them. And beloved, you can think whatever you want to think about the heathens in the world. And we can think we're big stuff. But I'm going to tell you what we are without God. We're nothing. Amen, and we can do nothing without him. And I want us to pray for our country. I believe there's a dual application here in that there's coming a day, and I'm going to show you in the scripture, that God is going to return to the apple of his eye, that Israel is going to find mercy in the eyes of God once again. But I believe also that even in the Old Testament, there are prophecies like this that are pertaining to the Gentile and to the church. And I'll show you in just a little bit later some of those texts tonight. You know, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. And we know tonight that there are parallels in the book of Hosea. It was a great time of prosperity. And we know that we have enjoyed prosperity in America. And yet, as a whole, we've turned our back. Yes, there's a remnant. Thank God, if you're saved tonight, you're a part of that remnant. Amen. That remnant of God's people. And there always has been. God said he wouldn't leave himself without a witness. Look at chapter 5 and verse 15 real quickly with me tonight. The Word of God said here in chapter 5, verse 15, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. You remember the message, I guess it's been 6 weeks ago now or so, where that Nebuchadnezzar had the dream. And Daniel said, you're the tree. You've got all kinds of leaves. Yes, you're prospering, but the tree's going to be cut down. And the stump is going to remain. And the Word of God said here, in their affliction, they will seek me early. In the backside of my heart, I fear for the United States of America, friend. I believe, listen, that God may lay the axe to the tree, and the tree may have to fall flat on her face, amen, before that we will seek the Lord as a nation once again and turn from our wicked ways. And the Word of God said in chapter 6 in verse 1 through 3, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, he will heal us. He hath smitten, he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us, and the third day he'll raise us up. We shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. I want you to see, as we look just a moment, we're going to look first of all at some of this concerning the Gentile or concerning the church. Look back with me, if you will, please, at Psalms chapter 2. Many of the Psalms, I'm sure that you're aware, are prophetic in nature. In Psalms chapter 2, let's look here and see what God said. In verse number, let me start reading in verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree, the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. If you look at the book of Hebrews, you understand that that's talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God said in verse number 8, ask of me, and I shall give thee the, what? The heathen. This has nothing to do with Israel here. You understand what I mean? He said, I'm going to give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Turn with me, if you will, please, to Isaiah, the prophet of God, and chapter number 55 for just a moment. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And the Bible said in verse 3 of chapter 55 of Isaiah, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. But look at verse 4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. We know that speaking of the Lord. Look at verse 5. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knewest not, and nations that knew thee not shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Beloved, there was a time. Listen, I went back and read the chapter again today, Acts chapter number 10. Cornelius was doing all that he knew how to do. He was acting on all the light. I even picked up on something. I knew his prayers and his alms had come up to God before a memorial. But Cornelius was not only a praying man, he was helping people around him, Brother Griswold. He wasn't a selfish man. He was trying to help those that were around him. And the Word of God, God looked at that, and God actually received that, not as salvation, Beloved, listen, I need to remind you of this. People say, well, the Lord, He doesn't hear the prayer of a sinner man. Let me tell you something right now. It was the Pharisee, listen to me, it was the Pharisee that said, we know the Lord heareth not sinners. It was the Pharisee that said it, and it was Jesus that they were calling a sinner in the text. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, beloved, when somebody's heart, they may not be saved by the grace of God, but when their heart is seeking after the Lord, you say, Pastor, I thought we didn't seek after the Lord. We don't until He seeks after us. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, He always initiates that in His mercy and in His grace. But the Bible said right here in chapter number 55 of Isaiah, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near, amen. And we see in the Word of God that Cornelius was doing all that he knew how, and God called on Peter to go down there and talk to Cornelius, and Peter saying, oh no, I'm not going down there. You want to know why? Because those Gentiles were considered unclean. They were considered dogs. And God let Peter learn a lesson. He said, don't you call anything that I've made common or unclean. Listen, I'm talking about the mercy of God that's determined. And before the foundation of the earth, before Jacob, before Abraham, before Isaac, God had a church in mind. Amen. And God was going to give His Son so that His Son may have a bride. And you and I are part of that bride tonight if we're saved by the grace of God. What I'm trying to tell you is that mercy was determined a long time before Cornelius, a long time before the Apostle Paul was called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, that God already had it laid out. Let me show you something tonight. Look in Romans, please, just a moment. Romans, this verse just came to my mind again. Romans chapter 11, we'll go there in just a moment. But here's what I want you to see tonight. I'm addressing a subject tonight and scratching at it and doing the best I know how. But let me tell you something tonight. I believe this verse fits right here. The Word of God said in verse 33, oh, the depths. I'm looking at Romans 11, 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Here's what it said. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, if we could figure Him out, we'd be a mighty little person. He'd be a mighty little God. But listen tonight, He's a big God. His ways are higher than our ways. And I'm trying to get us to see tonight that God had already, before the foundation of the world, determined. You say, Pastor, are you saying He determined He'd save this one and save that one? No, I'm telling you this. He determined in the foreknowledge of God, beloved, that He would show mercy on the Gentile. Amen. That He would have mercy on Israel if they would but return and seek the face of God. I'll say this tonight. Listen to me. It shocked a lot of people the night I got saved, but it did not shock God. God was not surprised. Amen. Not ne'er bit a surprise. I'm trying to tell you tonight that, listen, when you're talking about the foreknowledge of God, God didn't learn anything the night I got saved. He knew before the foundation of the world. You say, well, what did He do? Did He twist your arm? No, He pricked my heart. Say amen. And He gave me an opportunity, amen, to respond to that pricking in my heart that night. So God has determined mercy. I want you to see something tonight. Not only, beloved, concerning the church, let's go with one more passage. Let's go to Ephesians tonight. Then I want to go back and look at Israel. In Ephesians tonight, chapter number 2, I want you to see this mercy here tonight that God has determined. Notice in verse number 11, He said, wherefore remember that ye, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ. The Word of God said, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, listen, having no hope and without God in the world. I'm telling you tonight, these scriptures like this ought to humble you and I. Amen. We ought to be able to remember
Listen, when we were without God, and when we had no hope, and we were strangers from the covenant of Christ. But look what the Word of God said in verse 13. But now, hallelujah, hallelujah, but now, in Christ Jesus, ye sometimes who were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ain't that wonderful tonight, amen, that God, listen, made a way. He determined a long time ago that he was going to have mercy on us tonight, that at one time were the uncircumcision dogs in their eyes. Look at verse 14, please. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. And through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Look at verse 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The Word of God said, in whom all the building fitly joined together. Look at it here, framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. I'm going to tell you something tonight. There's a dangerous thing going on in our Congress right now. There's a few, listen to me, they call them the squad. Let me tell you something right now. You say, preacher, what do you mean there's a dangerous thing? Listen, beloved, they've got enough pull that they've made it to where we're not going to help Israel. Are you listening? Replenish the Iron Dome, the defensive missiles that they use to shoot down all those rockets that are coming over on them. I'll tell you something tonight. Let me tell you this. They think they're doing somebody a favor. I'm going to tell you what, you just turn Israel loose. They'll go across the border and they'll see to it that the rocket don't get fired if they don't have something to shoot it out of the air. Say amen, they're God's people. Amen. And we ought to pray, amen, for God's people. God's not forgotten his people. Romans chapter 11. Here's where we're going tonight. We need to see that in the determination of God, in the foreknowledge of God, that he determined mercy not only for the church, but he's determined mercy, beloved, listen, for his children as well. Let me go to Jeremiah. Keep your finger there in Romans. We'll finish there tonight. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter number 3 for just a moment. Jeremiah chapter number 3. Let me show you this in the Word of God. I'm telling you, beloved, tonight, listen, when you get news out of Washington, D.C., that Israel, we are no longer an ally of Israel. Honey, you mark her down. I said you mark her down, beloved. Listen, I believe there's two things that's kept the judgment, I mean the full-fledged judgment of God off of America thus far. Number one, our stand with Israel. And number two, a remnant of God's people. And I believe, listen, both are fixing to change. I believe God's going to step out on a cloud and say to the remnant, it's enough. Come on out, youngins, and we'll leave this world. Beloved, listen, and it looks like, beloved, we're turning our back. I'm telling you, beloved, it's a dangerous thing tonight to consider what's going on. Jeremiah chapter number 3. Let me read a couple of verses here tonight. I can't remember exactly why I marked this, but I know I marked it for a reason. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12 through verse number 15. The Bible said, go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return thou, backsliding Israel. Can I tell you this? She's going to return. Mark her down, honey, just as sure as I'm standing, more sure than I'm standing here tonight. Israel's going to return. The Bible said, return thou, backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. You say, Pastor, why did you read that passage of Scripture? To emphasize to you tonight, beloved, that our Heavenly Father is not done with His people. Amen. We're not the only ones that's married to Him tonight as the Church of the Living God. But beloved, listen, the Word of God's talking about Israel in that passage, and they will return. Look, notice what the Bible said here in Romans chapter 11. Beloved, listen, we have no right, no reason to be prideful as God's people. We ought to be humble as God's people. Look what God did. He said, I speak to you Gentiles in verse 13. Inasmuch as I'm an apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. And he said, if by any means I may provoke you to emulation, or provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, that I might save some of them. In other words, Paul is writing here, but in one place he said he could wish himself a curse from Christ. He's ministering to the Gentiles, but he's never forgotten the Jew. I tell you tonight, that ought to be our position. Amen. We ought to minister tonight, but not forget God's people. Look in verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? See, God's going to receive them. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. If the root be holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. You know what's going on up yonder in Washington, D.C.? They're boasting against the branches. You know what, tonight, I think sometimes, listen, we forget this. Where'd we get our Bible? Somebody help us tonight. Say amen. We ought to be jumping up and down and thanking God for the Jew. Amen. And thanking God for His people. And thanking God for His mercy. He's determined, amen, that mercy He's going to turn once again to the apple of His eye. He said, don't boast against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. You say, Pastor, what happened? Here's what happened, John chapter 1. He came unto His own. His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I believe, listen, I believe there's much truth in what I'm about to say. Beloved, there's the Father that's rejected in the Old Testament. There's the Son that's rejected in the Gospels. There's the Spirit of God that's rejected in the book of Acts. There's no more God to reject. And God turns from the Jew and turns to the Gentile and grafts them in. And we ought to shout, Hallelujah! Because without the mercy of God laid out in the Word of God, beloved, we'd still be lost without God. He said here, watch this, because of unbelief they were broken off. Thou standest by faith. I love this. Be not high-minded. Beloved, it's not time to swell up in our hearts and our minds with pride. It ought to humble us to know that God included us. I'm not just talking about the church now. I'm just talking about that a Gentile even had an opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. The Bible said here, behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. On them which fail, severity, but toward thee, goodness. If thou continue in His goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. Look at this. For God is able. I want to say this tonight. Listen, the Bible said God is able, but I've read enough Bible to know we're going to read a few more verses here in just a minute. Not only is He able, Brother Larry, but He's going to. Amen. He's not finished with them. Watch what the Bible said here. He's able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Honey, I believe we're just about there. Say amen. And the word of God said, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sin. Honey, I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me. I'll just give you this briefly. But listen, in the middle of that tribulation hour, something takes place. There's 7 years. At 3.5 year mark, the abomination of desolation, as spoken by Daniel the prophet. Listen, that Antichrist sets himself upon the throne of David and declares himself to be God. And the Jewish nation, at that moment, beloved, listen, are going to realize we have swallowed a lie. We missed him. But here's what I want to say to you. They missed him the first time. But hallelujah! They're not going to miss him the next time. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? Because God has determined mercy on his children. Watch what the Bible said here. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sin. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. In the foreknowledge of God, he already knows. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. You say, Pastor, explain all this. That's why I read that verse to you a while ago. Beloved, there's no explaining it. All you can do is read it and believe it. Say amen. Now, the Bible said there, how unsearchable are his riches and his ways past finding out. Look what the Bible said. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet now have obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they may also obtain mercy. Isn't that wonderful? You say, Preacher, what do you mean? I mean this. God has a plan. And beloved, listen, I'm grateful tonight that it included me. But I'm also grateful tonight that there's not 1 ounce of hatred. There's not 1 ounce of malice in my heart towards the Jew. But I'm thankful. Amen. I'm thankful tonight that God has a plan for them as well. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief. Look at this statement, that he might have mercy upon all. The Bible said up there a little while ago, and so all Israel. I'm going to tell you something right now. The anti-Semites better just get ready, because God ain't done with them youngins. Amen. I'm telling you, blindness in parts happened to Israel. Yes, there's still some Jews along the way that get saved by the grace of God, born again just like you and I did. Not very many. But I'm telling you, nationally, God has not turned his back on that people. Look what the Bible said. God has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? You might get somebody to stand up here tonight and just explain it all to you real good. I'm going to tell you, Brother Rick, I ain't figured it all out. All I can do is accept it, say amen, and receive what, and be thankful. Be thankful that God grafted us in. Amen. That we could have an opportunity to know him in the free pardon of sin. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Almost sounds like he's talking to Job, don't it? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. I just want to give God the glory tonight. Give God the glory tonight. I was unclean. Let me give you something tonight that will help you. But God didn't see me for what I was. He saw me for what I could be. And he went to Calvary. And he gave his life. I believe we'd be better off as a society if we just think about people and see them for what they could be. Amen. There's people that, I mean, they're sinners and they're good at it. Sinners never been, listen, more prevalent in the land than it is right now. There's sin on every hand. And I want you to know something. As it was in the days of Lot. As it was in the days of Noah. The Word of God said in the days of Noah, it repented the Lord that he even made man. Now you think about that for just a moment. He was so sorry for what he saw. And yet, he had mercy. God has determined mercy. Aren't you glad tonight? Even though he told Hosea, go marry that wife of whoredoms. I want Israel to see what I think about him spiritually. But listen, he's not done with him. He's going to turn. I'm glad, listen, I'm glad he's not finished with them. And I want to say this tonight, I'm glad he's not finished with us. You say, Pastor, how do you know he's not finished with us? We're still here. His mercy, his compassion is still new every morning. Amen. How many's glad you come tonight? How many believes God has determined mercy? Amen. He's already settled in the economy of God. Well, let me pray just a moment. We'll call the church to order. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for you people. Lord, I feel like maybe I rushed a little tonight, but that's okay. Our Father, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for Israel. Thank you, God, for that day. Lord, I believe with all my heart we'll be seeing that scene from the other side. Lord, we'll be with you in glory when so all Israel shall be saved. Lord, the blinders are going to come off of every Jew all at once. They're going to know, our Lord, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He is that King of glory that they were looking for, and they missed him the first time. I pray, Lord, you'll help us tonight to pray for our country, to pray for Israel, to know tonight, Lord, there's some red flags being raised in our government. Help us, our Father. Help us. Forgive us. Change hearts, our Father. God, you can do that. I pray, Lord, that somebody would turn to you. In Jesus' name, amen.